Chapter 4. The Big Red Nose. We raced back upstairs. A big red nose filled the video phone screen. Uh-oh. It was Mr. Big Nose, our publisher. And he was angry. I could tell this because his nose was even bigger and redder than usual.
Where's my book?
He yelled.
What book?
Said Terry.
The one you chuckleheads promised me a year ago would be on my desk last Friday.
Oh, said Terry. Is it last Friday already?
It's past last Friday already, shouted Mr. Big Nose. Way past, and your book is still not on my desk.
The truth was, we'd kind of forgotten about the book. We were a little behind schedule. Well, when I say a little behind schedule, I mean a lot behind schedule. And when I say a lot behind schedule, I mean a lot behind schedule. Not that I was about to let Mr. Big Nose know that. He was already pretty angry, and the angrier he gets, the bigger his nose gets. And if his nose got any bigger, I was worried that it might explode. And that was not something I wanted to see, especially not in 3D.
And here now is a sound engineer's impression of what it would sound like if Mr. Big Nose's nose exploded.
No problem, Mr. Big Nose, I lied. It's under control. We'll get to it as soon as we can.
Well, as soon as you can had better be by 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, or else.
Don't worry, Mr. Big Nose, I said. It'll be there all right. You can count on us.
But, said Terry.
I quickly ended the call before Terry could say anything that would make Mr. Big Nose any angrier than he already was.
You shouldn't have told him that, said Terry. I'm way too busy to get it done by tomorrow. Look at my to-do list. I'm flat out.
Terry's to-do list. Do have a pillow fight with Andy. Do prepare birthday party for sharks. Do practice golf swing. Do eat at least 100 marshmallows. Do polish the parrot. Do cut toenails. Do hit Andy with bowling ball. Do eat all the chocolates in the treehouse. Do tickle the parrot. Do sleep on the roof. Do go to the toilet. Do go to the And don't even get me started on my to-don't list. Terry's to-don't list. Don't fall out of the treehouse. Don't fall into man-eating shark tank. Don't make Andy cry. Don't eat the man-eating sharks. Don't set fire to my head. Don't wash. Don't stand under falling piano. Don't wash my undies. Don't wash Andy's undies.
Don't wash anything. Don't do anything.
Your to-dos and to-don'ts will just have to wait, I said. If we don't get this book finished, it will be back to the monkey house for us.
The monkey house?
Said Terry, looking terrified.
Not the monkey house. Anything but the monkey house.
For those of you who don't know, the monkey house is where Terry and I used to work. It was the worst job ever. Cleaning the monkey house was bad enough.
I hate monkey poo.
Shut up and sweep. Grooming the monkeys was even worse.
I hate nits.
Shut up and groom. But the worst job of all was having to fill in for the monkeys while they were on a break.
I hate bananas. Shut up and eat.
Mummy, those two don't look like real monkeys.
Shh, don't talk so loud. You'll hurt their feelings.
I'm not going back to the monkey house, said Terry. And that's final.
And you won't have to, I said. Not if we get our book finished. Come on, let's get started. We've only got until tomorrow.